Today is April 11th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment. New gas buoy is placed inside bar. One gas buoy of the lighted and whistling type inside the Grace Harbor Bar was established yesterday by the United States Lighthouse Tender Manzanita as the first step in a program of navigation aids for which the commercial and shipping organizations of Grace Harbor have been waging an intensive campaign for more than a year. The Manzanita went down the harbor yesterday afternoon, planning to locate the positions for the new ring lights near the north jetty, but fog prevented the vessel from seeing the men working on the point, and the work will have to be done today. New range lights and blinker lights to be located on the south point are to be installed soon, according to promises of Robert Warwick of Portland, District Lighthouse Superintendent. In other news, voting on ball club names starts today. Claude Rubauten, Secretary Treasurer Publicity Agent, and the Plenipotentiary Extraordinaire of the City of Hoquiam to the Hoquiam Baseball Club of the Southwest Timber League announced last night that the team would kick up its heels Sunday afternoon at Electric Park in a five-inning game with the Shenanigans. Or was it the Yanigans? There will be no charge, so no one will have to sit on the wet dirt of the precipice brink overlooking the grounds. Team aspirants will also go through a strenuous workout in addition to the game. Voting starts today at Pody and Rose Garden. L.L. Neal, Nis Abramson, A.V. Leclerc, and the Dry Kiln to select a name for the team. A ballot will be found on this morning's sporting page. Catcher Jack Wolf arrived from Oregon yesterday and will be out for practice hereafter with the team. The committee selling tickets promised to put in some hard work today in order to wind up this part of the preseason work and assure finances for the payment of bills during the season. Manager Kennedy of the Twin City Transit Company is having a 20-passenger bus fitted up for road touring to take the team and a limited number of fans on trips to Kelso, Longview, and Camp Lewis. The remodeling will make a Pullman of the bus, according to information. Additional suggestions for the team moniker yesterday included the Buzzsaws, submitted by Mrs. N. Gile of Aberdeen. The list given may also be added to, but those suggested names now will have to hustle among their friends to put over enough votes to carry the day. Three teams in the league are named: Aberdeen Blackcats, Kelso Timberwolves, and the Longview Forest Rangers. The latter name was selected by popular vote. And finally, shoplifters take hosiery. Two shoplifters who stole hosiery valued at $25 from the Marlatt Shoe Store were being searched for by police. The manager of the store said two well-dressed young men came in, made a small purchase, and after they had left, it was noticed five boxes of stockings were missing. Pearl Johnson, Twin Rooms at 313 and a half South F Street, reported to Desk Sergeant Atwell that two suitcases containing about $75 worth of clothing and jewelry were taken from an automobile while it was parked at Hume and F Streets this evening. Another thief with a propensity for suitcases was reported to have been entering a house at the foot of Kansas Street and stolen a suitcase containing clothing valued at $50. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 11, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum to see all the changes we've made during our winter closure with the launching of three new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here on the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes, When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first three decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. The museum is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment.